Work on the Susitna-Watonna Dam will go forward this summer, according to a spokesperson for the state agency tasked with the project. Emily Ford, public outreach liaison for the Alaska Energy Authority, says the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has given the okay to a dozen study plans that have been waiting for approval since February of this year.
And then this month, on April 1st, they approved the remaining studies. So it's a very significant milestone was achieved for Susitna-Watonna Hydro, because now FERC has officially approved all 58 studies.
Ford says the environmental field effort covers 186,000 acres in the dam area.
So actually, in the coming months, as we're approaching spring, early summer, some of the Chinook studies and the early season studies will start beginning. We have multi-year studies dedicated to fish resources. And then we also have some wildlife studies and even botanical resources and cultural resources that will begin this year as well.
According to Ford, there are 385 individuals outside of AEA who are contracted to work on the Susitna-Watonna project. A majority of these people are Alaskans, she says. 180 individuals are anticipated to be in the field this year. The hydro plan has raised some concerns in the Talkeetna area, which is a town downriver from the project. Richard Leo heads the Coalition for Susitna Dam Alternatives Board, which opposes the project.
There were a number of problems with the studies that FERC approved, and FERC only approved them after recommending many modifications to those studies, which included greater attention to climate change and glacial runoff, to fish passage, to salmon escapement, and issues that indicated the studies continue to be flawed. What AEA is going to do in order to make those studies more effective is yet to be seen.
One of the concerns posed by Leo's group is the impact the dam is likely to have on salmon, which are a major source of Matanuska-Susitna Borough sport fishing-related income. At this time, heavy equipment is being shipped north on the Alaska Railroad to be used to bulldoze an airstrip at the Stefan Lake Lodge, a remote fishing and hunting lodge closer to the dam site. The lodge will be the headquarters for the AEA personnel conducting the studies. John Madsen, owner of the lodge, confirms the plan to build an airstrip and says he has State Department of Natural Resources and Tyonek Native Corporation permits to drag the equipment overland to the site. Madsen says that work will begin on Thursday, but Mike Woods, a resident of Chase, says the plan took him and his neighbors by surprise.
It's news to us. We only saw the vehicles at the Alaska Railroad yesterday evening.
Woods says the terrain there is not suitable for heavy equipment.
There's been no plan to create an ice road. This is just adventure travel across the tundra to establish a road in what has been roadless areas. The permit specifies that they cannot touch ground. They can only be on snow travel. But if they are like disturbing the ground and the waterways leading into the Susitna in any way, that immediately violates their permit.
Woods also says the public has not been informed of this recent development regarding the dam. I'm Ellen Lockyer.